的弟兄姐妹，早上、中午、晚上好，今天我们一起灵修吧。我们带着一颗渴慕、切慕、爱慕的心来亲近、靠近、贴近我们的神，让我们都在他的丰庇里。
犹大的儿子是法勒斯、希斯伦、加米、库尔、朔巴。朔巴的儿子利亚雅生雅哈，雅哈生亚户买和拉哈，这是索拉人的各族。以坦的儿子是耶斯列、伊施玛、伊德巴，他们的妹妹名叫哈希勒波尼。基多的祖先是皮努伊勒，户沙的祖先是以现尔，这都是伯利恒的祖先以法他的长子户尔所生的。提哥亚的祖先亚施户有两个妻子，一名希拉，一名拿拉。拿拉给亚施户生亚户撒、西弗、提米尼、哈霞斯他利，这都是拿拉的儿子。希拉的儿子是喜列、索霞、伊提南。哥斯生亚诺、索比巴和哈伦儿子亚哈黑的各族。雅比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵，他母亲给他取名叫雅比斯，意思是说我生他非常痛苦。雅比斯求告以色列的神说，甚愿你赐福给我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。神就应允他所求的。舒哈的弟兄基律生米黑，米黑是伊施屯的祖先，伊施屯生伯拉巴、巴西亚和尔拿辖的祖先提西拿，这都是利家人。基纳斯的儿子是俄陀涅、西莱雅，俄陀涅的儿子是哈塔。米挪泰生俄弗拉，西莱雅生格下纳新人的祖先约押，他们都是匠人。耶弗尼的儿子是加勒，加勒的儿子是以路、以拉、拿安，以拉的儿子是基纳斯。耶哈利勒的儿子是西弗、西法、提利、亚撒列。以斯拉的儿子是义铁、米列、以弗、亚伦。米列娶法老女儿比提亚做妻子，生米利暗、沙买和以实提摩的祖先一巴。米列又娶犹大女子，生基多的祖先雅列、梭哥的祖先希伯和撒努亚的祖先耶古铁。何地亚的妻子是拿韩的妹妹，她所生的儿子是加米人基伊拉和马加人以实提摩的祖先。士门的儿子是暗嫩、林拿、便哈南、提伦。以士的儿子是梭黑与变梭黑。犹大的儿子是士拉，士拉的儿子是利家的祖先尔、玛丽莎的祖先拉大和属亚什比族之细麻布的各家，还有约敬、哥西巴人、约阿施、萨拉，就是在摩押地掌权的，又有亚书比利恒，这都是古时所记载的。这些人都是摇匠，是尼他印和基迪拉的居民，与王同处，为王做工。西缅的儿子是尼姆利、雅敏、雅利、谢拉、扫罗。扫罗的儿子是沙龙，沙龙的儿子是米比山，米比山的儿子是米施玛，米施玛的儿子是哈姆利，哈姆利的儿子是撒克，撒克的儿子是士美，士美有16个儿子、6个女儿，他弟兄的儿女不多，他们各家不如犹大族的人丁增的那么多。西缅人住在别士巴、摩拉大、哈萨舒亚、庇拉、以森、陀纳、比土利、荷尔玛、喜格拉、伯马加伯、哈萨苏萨、伯比利、沙拉因、 这些诚意直到大卫做王的时候都是属西缅人的。他们的五个诚意是以坦、亚因、临门、陀建、亚山，还有属城的乡村直到巴利，这是他们的住处，他们都有家谱。还有米索巴、亚米勒、亚马谢的儿子约沙、约尔、约士比的儿子耶户。约士比是希莱雅的儿子，希莱雅是亚薛的儿子。还有以利约乃、雅各巴、约硕海、亚帅雅、亚底叶、耶西灭、比拿雅。是非的儿子细撒，是非是亚龙的儿子，亚龙是耶大雅的儿子，耶大雅是申利的儿子，申利是示玛雅的儿子。以上所记的人名都是做族长的，他们宗族的人数不断增多。他们往平原东边基多口去，寻找牧放羊群的草场，寻得肥美的草场地，又宽阔又平静。从前住那里的是韩族的人。以上路名的人在犹大王西西家年间来攻击韩族人的帐篷，和在那里所有的米乌尼人，把他们灭尽，就住在他们的地方，直到今日，因为那里有草场可以牧放羊群。这西缅人中有500人上希尔山，率领他们的是以士的儿子皮拉提、黎尼亚、利法亚和乌薛。杀了逃脱剩下的亚玛利人，就住在那里直到今日。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹平安，很高兴我们能在灵明日粮相会，求圣灵帮助我们来到上帝的面前，以平静安稳的心亲近上帝。今天我们要分享的主题是
可畏的上帝。我们一起来阅读今天的经文，诗篇68篇1-4节、19-20节、32-35节。愿上帝兴起，使他的仇敌四散，叫那恨他的人从他面前逃跑，他们被驱逐，如烟被风吹散。恶人见上帝之面而消灭，如蜡被火融化。唯有义人必然欢喜，在上帝面前高兴快乐。你们当向上帝唱诗，歌颂他的名，为那坐车行过旷野的修平大路。他的名是耶和华，要在他面前欢乐。天天背负我们重担的主，就是拯救我们的上帝，是应当称颂的。上帝是为我们施行诸般救恩的上帝，人能脱离死亡，是在乎主耶和华。世上的列国啊，你们要向上帝歌唱，愿你们歌颂主，歌颂那自古驾行在诸天以上的主，发出声音是极大的声音。你们要将能力归给上帝，他的威荣在以色列之上，他的能力是在穹苍。上帝啊，你从圣所显为可畏，以色列的上帝是那将力量全能赐给他百姓的，上帝是应当称颂的。作为风景摄影师，我经常被网络上的照片所吸引。最近我浏览了美国10大壮观景点的照片，其中一张地热温泉的照片呈现一个巨型盆地色彩斑斓的景象，另一张褐温带雨林的照片让人仿佛踏进茂密覆满苔藓的森林，宛如电影《哈比人》中的奇幻场景。还有一张在亚利桑那州纪念碑谷拍摄的照片，简直堪比火星的景象，令人震撼。这些壮丽的景象不禁使我想起那位可畏的上帝。在诗篇68篇，大卫热情洋溢地颂扬上帝的威严，你们要向上帝歌唱，高举那乘驾云彩之上的。大卫生动地宣告上帝以大能战胜仇敌，他们被驱逐，如烟被风吹散，但上帝的威严和大能与他亲密的慈爱形成强烈的对比。这位天天背负我们重担的主是应当称颂的。 最终，这首宏伟的诗篇在大卫惊叹连连的赞美中达到巅峰：“上帝啊，你从圣所显为可畏。”从风景照片中，我同时感受到浩瀚与亲密，这些广阔无垠的景色深深触动我的心，不禁使我思想，世间的风景是否真能映照上帝的形象，威严无比又满有慈爱。若果真如此，我们何不在天地万物中寻觅他映射的荣美？当我们看到他的荣光，不妨轻声地对他说：“上帝啊，你何等可畏。”亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，哪些自然景象让你想起上帝可畏的作为？这反映了上帝的哪些特质呢？我们一起来回顾今天的主题经文。上帝啊，你从圣所显为可畏。诗篇68篇35节。我们一起祷告吧。亲爱的上帝，请帮助我看见你那令人惊叹的荣美，奉主耶稣基督之名祈求，阿们。灵粮透视。诗篇68篇颂赞上帝是一位战胜罪恶大能的战士。诗人运用出埃及记15章摩西歌颂上帝将他的子民从埃及拯救出来的景象，借此颂扬那位驾云而行的上帝，并同时使他的仇敌四散。在这段重述出埃及的结尾，诗人描绘一幅荣耀凯旋归天的场景，上帝升上高天，掳掠仇敌，作王掌权。诗篇68篇的后半段颂赞这位作者为王的上帝，并且表明他的子民全然倚靠他。诗人恳求说：“上帝啊，求你兼顾你为我们所成全的事。”这位上帝也是为公义而战，温柔的战士，他使被求的出来享福，而且天天背负我们的重担。今天当我们思想上帝那令人敬畏的威荣时，让我们颂赞他对我们的大爱。
求圣灵帮助我们更好地活在今天，靠主前行。如果你对今天的内容有所感动，请你转载与他人分享，也邀请你下载灵命日粮的手机应用程序，继续收听其他的属灵内容。欢迎你留言给我们，彼此带到。同时也请你为我们在制作团队方面带到。愿上帝赐福于你，我们下次再见。
Thank you.
会是目的，亲密才是神要的结果。我们的神希望来到庇护我们，封闭我们，庇佑我们，但到最后他要的不只是保护我们，神要的是枝子连于葡萄树的连接，好叫我们知道我在保护里，我在守护里，我在呵护里，我在渴慕里，我在切慕里，我在爱慕里，我在亲近里，我在靠近里，我在贴近里。不管我们在什么样的环境和各样的挑战中，或者各种的压力里，当我们不断地与我们的神连接的时候，我们就在神的保护里、守护里、呵护里，天父会托住我们，我们就放心地靠着吧。
在异地领受苦心去自问，曾尽异地爱主望，深知拥有的不舍得放弃，不敢轻放手，一再逃避，将所有的来为我舍弃，我怎可以同受恩典？心中牵挂的，通通交予你，此刻都放手，不去逃避。心中亲爱的，宁为你舍弃。我生命乐意今生爱你，通通交予你，此刻都放手，不再逃避。心中倾爱的，全为你舍弃，我怎可以抱受恩典？心中牵挂的，通通交予你，此刻都放手。
Today we're going to pray for the release of God's power, for the release of the power of God and the power of the blood of Jesus. All you need to do is just believe. The only requirement to this prayer is that you be saved, because this is a type of warfare prayer. And if you're not saved,I urge you to be saved. Pray the prayer of salvation. A house that is divided cannot stand. You cannot be on the devil's side and try to pray against the devil. It doesn't work that way. So that's the only requirement here. And I'd like to point that out because it's important that you wage war with understanding. Wage war with the enemy with understanding. Okay.Jesus said, if two or three are gathered, there I am also. And so we're praying with agreement. Let's go. Regebo poshegedere berebo posegede rikandayebo posegedere poshagado reketere berebo posagado berebo poshagado petere berebo posiba alebo posegede regebo posagado polobe peleate. Lord, release your glorious power against the enemy. Let power and might be released from your hand. Scatter the enemy by your power. Rule over your enemies through your power. Let the power of your anger be released against the powers of darkness. I release the power and authority of the Lord Jesus against all demons I encounter in the name of Jesus. I am delivered from the power of Satan unto God. Divide the sea and destroy married spirits through your power. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Father, cause the powers of darkness to submit to your power. Display your awesome power that man will believe. Release your power in healing and deliverance. Release your powerful voice. Let me be amazed at your power. Let great power be released through your apostles. Let signs, wonders, and miracles be released through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us preach and teach with demonstration of the Spirit and power. Let your power be at work in our lives. Release your powerful angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the name of Jesus. Release them in the heavens. Release the power of Elijah through your prophets. Let me be willing in the day of your power in the name of Jesus. Regeba posege derebe rekandebo posege de magadon perebo pesotaya reketerebo koshakatoya regeba kolombaleate magabo posege de mangadon derebo posege derebo koshakatoya reketerebo kolombaleate reketerebo. Releasing the power of the blood of Jesus, I cover myself and I cover the listener with the blood of Jesus. We cover our minds and our thoughts with the blood of Jesus. We cover our doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. We overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiplied grace and peace. We are made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood. Our conscience is purged from dead works to serve the living God through the blood of Jesus. We eat the body of Jesus Christ and drink his blood. We partake of him. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus, and we are redeemed from the power of evil. We rebuke all spirits of torment and fear because we have peace through the blood of Jesus. We receive the benefits of the new covenants through the blood of Jesus. We receive healing and health through the blood of Jesus. We receive abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus. We receive deliverance through the blood of Jesus. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus bears witness to our deliverance and salvation. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Jesus resisted unto blood, and his blood gives us victory. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus. We break the power of sin and iniquity in our lives through the blood of Jesus. Our heart is sprinkled and purified by the blood of Jesus from all and any evil conscience. We rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. We command all our accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of slander and accusation through the blood of Jesus. We release the voice of the blood against demons and evil spirits that would accuse and condemn us in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father Lord, right now, your blood, the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary, that we might have life and life more abundantly, that blood which is shed that we might have peace and reign in life, Father God, release it now. Release it unto us. Release it. Let there be an outpouring. Let there be an overflow. Open the windows of heaven. Let the storehouses be open. Let the blood of Jesus that speaketh better things than that of Abel be released on us right now. Father Lord, mark us. Yes. Let it be seen by all who behold us. Let your blood be seen on our doorposts, on our foreheads, on our bodies. For we are owned by you. We are owned by the blood of Jesus. And therefore, no works of darkness can prevail over us. We stand in the authority of the blood of Jesus, and we decree and declare that the blood of Jesus speaks on our behalf. Blood of Jesus, speak on our behalf. Let it be known. Let it be known that we are marked, that we are owned, that we are the possession of Jesus Christ, that we are one body and one spirit with him, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, for the release of your blood, the outpouring of your blood. Yes, we can see clearly. We can hear clearly. We see you, Jesus. We behold your face, and we are made whole by your blood. We are washed from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We are cleansed of all iniquity, of all transgression. We shall not be held guilty of any crime, because the Lord Jesus Christ has paid it all, and we are washed and we are cleansed by the blood. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your presence. In Jesus' mighty name. Today we're going to pray for the release of God's power, for the release of the power of God and the power of the blood of Jesus. All you need to do is just believe. The only requirement to this prayer is that you be saved, because this is a type of warfare prayer. And if you're not saved, I urge you to be saved. Pray the prayer of salvation. A house that is divided cannot stand. You cannot be on the devil's side and try to pray against the devil. It doesn't work that way. So that's the only requirement here. And I like to point that out, because it's important that you wage war with understanding. Wage war with the enemy with understanding. Okay? Jesus said, if two or three are gathered, there I am also. And so we're praying with agreement. Let's go. Lord, release your glorious power against the enemy. Let power and might be released from your hand. Scatter the enemy by your power. Rule over your enemies through your power. Let the power of your anger be released against the powers of darkness. I release the power and authority of the Lord Jesus against all demons I encounter in the name of Jesus. I am delivered from the power of Satan unto God. Divide the sea and destroy marine spirits through your power. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Father, cause the powers of darkness to submit to your power. Display your awesome power that man will believe. Release your power in healing and deliverance. Release your powerful voice. Let me be amazed at your power. Let great power be released through your apostles. Let signs, wonders, and miracles be released through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us preach and teach with demonstration of the Spirit and power. Let your power be at work in our lives. Release your powerful angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the name of Jesus. Release them in the heavens. Release the power of Elijah through your prophets. Let me be willing in the day of your power in the name of Jesus. Releasing the power of the blood of Jesus. I cover myself and I cover the listener with the blood of Jesus. We cover our minds and our thoughts with the blood of Jesus. We cover our doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. We overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiplied grace and peace. We are made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood. Our conscience is purged from dead works to serve the living God through the blood of Jesus. We eat the body of Jesus Christ and drink his blood. We partake of him. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus, and we are redeemed from the power of evil. We rebuke all spirits of torment and fear because we have peace through the blood of Jesus. We receive the benefits of the new covenants through the blood of Jesus. We receive healing and health through the blood of Jesus. We receive abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus. We receive deliverance through the blood of Jesus. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus bears witness to our deliverance and salvation. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Jesus resisted unto blood, and his blood gives us victory. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus. We break the power of sin and iniquity in our lives through the blood of Jesus. Our heart is sprinkled and purified by the blood of Jesus from all and any evil conscience. We rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. We command all our accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of slander and accusation through the blood of Jesus. We release the voice of the blood against demons and evil spirits that would accuse and condemn us in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father Lord, right now, your blood, the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary, that we might have life and life more abundantly. That blood which is shed that we might have peace and reign in life. Father God, release it now. Release it unto us. Release it. Let there be an outpouring. Let there be an overflow. Open the windows of heaven. Let the storehouses be open. Let the blood of Jesus that speaketh better things than that of Abel be released on us right now. Father Lord, mark us. Yes. Let it be seen by all who behold us. Let your blood be seen on our doorposts, on our foreheads, on our bodies. For we are owned by you. We are owned by the blood of Jesus, and therefore no works of darkness can prevail over us. We stand in the authority of the blood of Jesus, and we decree and declare that the blood of Jesus speaks on our behalf. Blood of Jesus, speak on our behalf. Let it be known that we are marked, that we are owned. that we are the possession of Jesus Christ, that we are one body and one spirit with him, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, for the release of your blood, the outpouring of your blood. Yes, we can see clearly. We can hear clearly. We see you, Jesus. We behold your face, and we are made whole by your blood. We are washed from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We are cleansed of all iniquity, of all transgression. We shall not be held guilty of any crime, because the Lord Jesus Christ has paid it all, and we are washed and we are cleansed by the blood. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your presence. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today we're going to pray for the release of God's power, for the release of the power of God and the power of the blood of Jesus. All you need to do is just believe. The only requirement to this prayer is that you be saved, because this is a type of warfare prayer. And if you're not saved, I urge you to be saved. Pray the prayer of salvation. A house that is divided cannot stand. You cannot be on the devil's side and try to pray against the devil. It doesn't work that way. So that's the only requirement here. And I like to point that out, because it's important that you wage war with understanding. Wage war with the enemy with understanding. Okay? Jesus said, if two or three are gathered, there I am also. And so we're praying with agreement. Let's go. Lord, release your glorious power against the enemy. Let power and might be released from your hand. Scatter the enemy by your power. Rule over your enemies through your power. Let the power of your anger be released against the powers of darkness. I release the power and authority of the Lord Jesus against all demons I encounter in the name of Jesus. I am delivered from the power of Satan unto God. Divide the sea and destroy married spirits through your power. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Father, cause the powers of darkness to submit to your power. Display your awesome power that man will believe. Release your power in healing and deliverance. Release your powerful voice. Let me be amazed at your power. Let great power be released through your apostles. Let signs, wonders, and miracles be released through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us preach and teach with demonstration of the Spirit and power. Let your power be at work in our lives. Release your powerful angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the name of Jesus. Release them in the heavens. Release the power of Elijah through your prophets. Let me be willing in the day of your power, in the name of Jesus. Makando rebebo posege debo posege de reketo rebebo posagado pere makale rebebo posagado regebo posege de rebe rekandebo posege de makado perebo peso traya rekete rebebo posagado regebo columbale ate mamabo posege de mangato de rebebo posege de rebo posagado ya rekete rebebo columbale. Releasing the power of the blood of Jesus. I cover myself and I cover the listener with the blood of Jesus. We cover our minds and our thoughts with the blood of Jesus. We cover our doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. We overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiplied grace and peace. We are made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood. Our conscience is purged from dead works to serve the living God through the blood of Jesus. We eat the body of Jesus Christ and drink his blood. We partake of him. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus, and we are redeemed from the power of evil. We rebuke all spirits of torment and fear because we have peace through the blood of Jesus. We receive the benefits of the new covenants through the blood of Jesus. We receive healing and health through the blood of Jesus. We receive abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus. We receive deliverance through the blood of Jesus. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus bears witness to our deliverance and salvation. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from our sin. Jesus resisted unto blood, and his blood gives us victory. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus. We break the power of sin and iniquity in our lives through the blood of Jesus. Our heart is sprinkled and purified by the blood of Jesus from all and any evil conscience. We rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. We command all our accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of slander and accusation through the blood of Jesus. We release the voice of the blood against demons and evil spirits that would accuse and condemn us in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father Lord, right now, your blood, the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary, that we might have life and life more abundantly, that blood which is shed that we might have peace and reign in life, Father God, release it now. Release it unto us. Release it. Let there be an outpouring. Let there be an overflow. Open the windows of heaven. Let those storehouses be open. Let the blood of Jesus that speaketh better things than that of Abel be released on us right now. Father Lord, mark us. Yes. Let it be seen by all who behold us. Let your blood be seen on our doorposts, on our foreheads, on our bodies. For we are owned by you. We are owned by the blood of Jesus. And therefore, no works of darkness can prevail over us. We stand in the authority of the blood of Jesus, and we decree and declare that the blood of Jesus speaks on our behalf. Blood of Jesus, speak on our behalf. Let it be known. Let it be known that we are marked, that we are owned, that we are the possession of Jesus Christ, that we are one body and one spirit with him, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, for the release of your blood, the outpouring of your blood. Yes, we can see clearly. We can hear clearly. We see you, Jesus. We behold your face, and we are made whole by your blood. We are washed from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We are cleansed of all iniquity, of all transgression. We shall not be held guilty of any crime, because the Lord Jesus Christ has paid it all, and we are washed and we are cleansed. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name.
帮助我们每一天都行。